This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
A lot of breaking news over the weekend. The Democratic National Convention is over. That little bit of a honeymoon has come to an end. We are hearing more and more how Kamala Harris is saying that she is going to have her first interview. I guess a lot of people are waiting with bated breath for who, when, why, how that will occur. What will she be willing to reveal? Because she hasn't revealed much thus far. So things are heating up. Meanwhile, the bureaucracy continues to do things in such a fashion that work to the benefit of the Biden-Harris administration as we wind down that administration and also winding up the possibility of a Harris administration. You will recall that we talked about the CHNV parole program that the Department of Immigration engaged in. Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, where they started this quasi-legal status. These folks don't have a visa. They don't have anything. Basically, they get a sponsor, and, you know, the government waves a magic wand, right, by executive order, executive action, right? Remember, Joe Biden said he couldn't do anything, but he did this. And it worked out that it was really successful. Because it took a lot of pressure off the border, because we were just waving them in and allowing them to come to this country, fly to this country, not have to do anything, get off the plane, and they would hurriedly just rush them through and release them into the interior of this country. Well, they had to shut it down temporarily because they found so much fraud and abuse that it was embarrassing. When there was an audit conducted of this program, it was crazy. They found that 100 IP addresses were used when filling out these applications online on more than 51,000 financial support applications. Only 100 IP addresses, but 51,000 applications were filled out. A single address in Tijuana, Mexico was used 1,328 times. And then when they started looking at the sponsor names, 3,200 people filed 100,000 sponsor applications. That means each purported to sponsor more than 30 migrants, right? Then in the backdrop of this program, we find out that the smugglers, the human traffickers, were selling financial support affidavits for the low, low price of $5,000, right? These folks were economically down and out and paying $5,000. And in Nicaragua, I guess it's a little, they had a little more inflation there or whatever, $6,000 to a Nicaraguan broker who was connecting with financial sponsors, which, by the way, the applicant and the sponsor, there was absolutely no connection. And in fact, they found NGOs, non-government organizations, who thrive on federal sustenance dollars in what they do, wrapped up with a bunch of these applications. Why? They're making money. It's all about the Benjamins. That's what this is all about. It's one of the reasons nobody wants any of this to go away. The more screwed up it is, the better off it is for everybody. Everybody's making money at the border, but you, I, and everything, we're just paying the bill. We pay the taxes. So they put this program on hiatus, right? Because they got this fraud problem. Well, they just announced the other day it's coming back. And they got a new idea. They put out a call. Listen to this. So they had experts in their field that were managing this the first time, right? People that had been trained, had institutional knowledge in this program, and all of what's going on in ICE and this and that. So now they come out and they're asking for volunteers, federal employees, to volunteer for this program. And they'll get overtime pay. They'll get extra points for something that goes within the federal labor agreement or whatever it may be. I haven't been able to figure this out either. But they're going to get enormous for volunteering for this program. And the agency, the USCIS Chief Human Capital Officer, said the agency wants volunteers by the end of this week. So this is an overdrive, right? Because they probably already have intelligence information to reveal that this little hiatus that they had was going to begin to put pressure back on the border. And that cannot happen. Not for the sake of the Harris-Waltz administration, because we're in the midst of a campaign. God forbid, if we not try and hide all of this and remove the blister from one place to another for the benefit of winning an election, right? Now, this is the big problem, though. So this detail that you're signing up for, it's for 180 days, right? Do the math. It's right about the time that Joe Biden's going to be, a little later than the time that Joe Biden's going to be walking out of the door, right? And they're probably figuring that Kamala Harris is going to win, so they give him a little overlap to get some breathing room so that when they do come in to office, they'll have some breathing room as to be able to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to continue this. I'm sure it's going to get tied up in court, maybe, hopefully. Because this is an absolute joke. Because this administration has not provided not one shred, not one iota of evidence as to how they are going to appropriately remediate the breakdown in the system that led to the finding of fraud and abuse in the first place. So they don't offer any comment about how this program's going to be better with neophyte volunteers who know nothing about the process and have not been trained in how to detect immigration fraud. It was a debacle even with those that had been trained in detecting immigration fraud, much less those that have not been trained. I mean, this is crazy world USA here, right? So they're going to go through with this. They're not telling anybody anything. These folks are supposed to have financial sponsors in the U.S. who will vouch for them before arriving, actually, to these American airports. And it's going to be interesting to see what has happened. DHS has simply said they have review mechanisms in place to detect and prevent fraud and abuse in our immigration processes. Really? Well, you had those before you found the fraud. Doesn't that tell you something? You're going to try the same thing over again in the hope of not having any fraud? That's insanity. So no one is talking about what happened the first time. Why didn't they deal with any of these issues at all the first time? And still yet, they're not talking about it at all. I mean, it's amazing to me that we allow, and you want to talk about this bureaucracy and how this works here. It's amazing to me that we would allow this to happen again, with no justification as to whether or not there's any other safeguards that are put into place to prevent fraud and abuse here. Meanwhile, the human traffickers are just making more money. They're loving this. They are absolutely loving the policies that we are putting in place down there, because we've created more and more opportunities for them to just game the system. They are one step ahead of us at every turn. At every turn. And they're making $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000 and $10,000, $15,000 a clip, leveraging and abusing the processes, or lack thereof, that we put in place. And everybody believes that by adopting immigration reform, that all of this is going to go away. That's not happening. That's not happening. Because the moment in time you start creating all the exceptions that were in that bill as well, and has appeared in almost every attempt to reform immigration, what you have done is you've created loopholes for them to be able to exploit. Everyone knows this. This is a wink, wink game. That's why all of these attempts at these reforms are laughable. They're a joke. Because they're not serious about this. And unless and until we get serious about illegal immigration, we will never be in a position to increase the amount of legal immigration to this country, which is more meaningful and more helpful to our economy in so many different ways. But you can't increase the legal side and not continue to do nothing on the illegal side, playing at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
But when you talk about fleecing America, nothing should upset you more than this next story that was revealed over the weekend. First, there was a story that was posted in the New York Times. Then there was a story published in other publications talking about this issue in a much broader sense. And it was kind of interesting the way that this is being piecemealed out. So you probably saw Kamala Harris's brother-in-law at the DNC. He's married to her sister, Maya, right? So back in 1977, there was a law here in the United States that Congress had to approve any settlement of a civil suit against the federal government over $100,000. Well, that seemed to be very burdensome for Congress. There was the volume of suits were growing, and Congress didn't want to have to deal with this. They found it to be a little trivial. Well, little did they know. So they removed the cap, which handed the Justice Department a permanent blank check to pay settlements unilaterally in any amount out of an account known as the Judgment Fund. So it had been run by the Treasury Department for a number of years. No one can really find out much of anything about this fund. Can't find out about what lawyers were paid. can't find out what litigants were paid out of this. Everything is a really big secret. The data, when it does get released, it blackouts the recipients, actually the facts of the case, and the lawyers involved. I mean, this is crazy. We're funding it, and the folks that fund it can find out nothing. And by statute, attorney's fees awarded cannot be disclosed. The Government Accountability Office conducted a study, and they found that no one knows the number of claims processed by the federal government each year. This has been going on for decades. And we just had to rely on the integrity of the Justice Department to prevent abuse. Well, in 2009, Tony West took over the department's civil division. Tony West is Maya Harris's husband, Kamala Harris's brother-in-law. So when he arrived, he had his deputy email colleagues asking, his deputy emailed colleagues asking, can you explain to Tony the best way to allocate some money toward an organization of our choosing? So you had litigants that were suing the federal government. The federal government, when they prevailed, the scheme is that they were going to start constructing the judgment and or settlement to benefit some NGO, not-for-profits, and guess what? Not a single one was a conservative-leaning organization. It mostly progressive organizations. An example was in 2010, after a Supreme Court victory, DOJ lawyers were on the cusp of winning a decade-long fight against discrimination claims by 91 Hispanic and female farmers. West intervenes, as the New York Times puts it, and engineered a stunning turnabout. The deal inflated the number of claimants, and it created a $60 million windfall for the plaintiff's lead lawyer, who just so happened to be a member of the Obama-Biden transition team. Go figure. And then in a series of bank litigation and bank settlements, his team increasingly became aggressive by putting provisions requiring that these institutions make nearly $1 billion in mandatory donations to Democrat-supporting activist groups. And these donations were given double credit against required targets. So they outlined targets in the agreement. And if you gave donations to their preferences, you got more points towards the number of points that you had to achieve to successfully meet the targets that were laid out in the judgment and or the settlement. So it incentivized these banks to make these payments, right? And they structured these to ensure that, of course, they would only benefit their political allies. And as I pointed out earlier, conservative groups got nada. And an internal email shows that West and his group, they were rewording a settlement's donation provisions to ensure the bank could not, in fact, even if the bank wanted to give to a conservative organization as a recipient, they could not do it. And this became really big business for this group managing this fund. And it continued on and on and on and on. And basically, this is really a legal shakedown, right? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. When Trump took office, amazingly, maybe not, he eliminated this whole fund. His then attorney general banned the settlement fund. One of the first things that Biden-Harris did when he was elected was to rescind that ban. And today, these misdirected appropriations out of this fund are alive and well. This gives you the flavor and the backdrop and the background of why this bureaucracy continues to flourish is that you've got all of these back deals, side deals going on. You know what's amazing? When you start digging more and more, you find all of these incestuous relationships that are going on. And guess who has been written about in the last 2 weeks of being one of the top advisors to Kamala Harris? You got it. Tony West. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.